This is Al Simpson. BTU tax may be in death throes, but liberals have an alternative just as bad, the gas tax. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, just when it looked as if we might get stuck with the president's proposed BTU tax, you scrambled to exempt home heating fuel to ease the pain on your own constituents. But Plan B, the gas tax, proves you aren't above using your Senate majority to push for a crippling gas tax that sticks it to people in rural America, people like my constituents, who don't have the option of taking mass transit. People in Wyoming drive long distances to work or just to get to the grocery. Believe me, Ted, gasoline is not a discretionary cost for real, live, working rural Americans. Is there a perfectly fair tax out there? I doubt it. But it wouldn't be such a terrible dilemma if people weren't overtaxed to begin with. Yet another case of Eastern liberals leaving hard-working rural folks to eat their exhaust. No one ever tells the taxpayers to fill it up as much as you do, Ted. Shame.
Al, I agree. The BTU tax was better. Its broad base made it fairer to all energy users. But the proposal was extremely complex. People didn't understand it. I doubt you could even tell me what a BTU is, Al. Special interest lobbyists took advantage of that confusion. They carved out major exemptions for industries and left the public holding the bag. The BTU tax became so riddled with loopholes that it sank of its own weight. The gasoline tax was the only realistic alternative to help meet the target for deficit reduction. To ease the burden, a larger tax break, the earned income tax credit, was proposed for low and middle income families. How soon you forget, Al. In 1990, you supported a gas tax increase, twice as large as the current proposal. The only difference is you had a Republican president then. You were trying to help, Al, not a Democratic president you're trying to obstruct. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just contact the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.